Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning on Monday. It is time for Around Town here on WHTL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
Good to have you along with us on this weekly edition of our podcast. And what a busy weekend, 4th of July.
Yes, the nation's 250th birthday.
What an amazing thing. 250 years and some incredible fireworks all over the country. And happy birthday, America. And we were at a couple of different spots over the weekend. Friday night, we were in Blair for fireworks over Blair.
On beautiful Lake Henry.
I got to tell you what, the lake looks amazing.
Oh, it since they does. It's beautiful out there.
There was even a pontoon boat out there on the
lake. There was a really nice pontoon out there, and the lake was sparkling. It was such a great picture. It was pretty.
And the weather was perfect. You know, at first of the week when I was looking at the weather, I was a little nervous because they were talking about maybe thunderstorms and rain, but actually no problem.
It was ideal. It was ideal. Yeah,
and a big crowd. Even when we were there was a lot of people eating dinner, a lot of people getting ready for the fireworks show, and it went off without a hitch at 10 p.m.
And there were actually people all over town. When we drove back through after our remote, there were cars all over the street. So I think all the businesses were busy. People were watching from everywhere in Blair.
You know, and there's a lot of great fireworks shows all over the county and Jackson County, Buffalo County, but boy, it's hard to beat Blair.
It really is. We're very fortunate.
And it was the 27th annual?
I believe that's right.
27th annual.
Yeah, I assume that means back in 1999 was the first one, but maybe they skipped one or two in there. I don't know.
But yeah, I know the year of COVID, I think they still had the fireworks, but they didn't have the big thing. I think they did the fireworks up on a hill. But they didn't have the big event down by Lake Henry.
Right. But it's a big event now.
It is.
It really is.
I want to thank everybody who came over and saw us because it is a stop on the summer celebration tour.
Absolutely.
You were busy spinning that wheel.
Really busy. There were a lot of people coming by to say hi and spin.
Want to say thanks to Peeler Brothers Distributing, Falls Meat Service, Reedy Concrete Construction, Subways of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadotin, Neillsville, Quick Trip, and Newcomb Valley Inn. Want to thank the people who came over and talked to me through the night on the air. Kendra Stevens, also Jay Varenkamp, Mitch Stegerwald, Dwight Fredrickson, and Tim Stevens.
Yeah.
And we got a great picture. It's on our Facebook page of the varsity girls basketball team serving food.
They were serving up the food, and we got them all together and with their coach and got a great picture of them. So go to our Facebook page. You'll see it there.
You can check it out. Then Saturday, we were in Pleasantville.
All roads. What does Marty say?
The great late Marty Little always said all roads lead to Pleasantville. And on Saturday, well, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, that was true.
That was true.
And we were up there for a great event on Saturday morning. We were there from 10 till noon, another stop on the summer celebration tour. And you had people spinning the wheel up there, too?
I did. And it was a beautiful morning. This was just an ideal weekend. It really was for all the celebrations in the area. But it was a pretty, pretty morning on Saturday.
Looking at the first of the week, I was a little nervous because of the weather forecast. It looked like it was going to be rain, but you know, I think everything came off without a hitch all weekend long.
You know, and they do such a good job in Pleasantville. They've been doing it for a long time. I think this was the 58th annual 4th of July celebration, and they get the Pleasantville Women's Club in, and they help with the flowers and the toys for the kids to play with in the kids area, and they do the pie and ice cream social on Sunday, which is always a big hit. I think the pies in Pleasantville in general are just really well known around here. The women up there do a great job with the pies.
They do, and the food looked amazing. The charcoal chicken, the brats, the hot dogs. Okay, I got to admit, I was a little shocked.
At what?
Well, okay. You know our boss stopped by at Pleasantville. Butch Alama did stop by
he
at
did.
Pleasantville. And he didn't order charcoal chicken.
On Saturday?
No. And I watched him walk back, and he had a thing of food, but it wasn't charcoal chicken.
What was it?
It was a brat. And I thought, who is this, and what have they done to Butch? Because if you know Butch, if it's charcoal chicken, he's going to buy it.
I know why.
Why?
He had it on Friday night.
Oh, so he switched it up a little
Switched
bit.
It up.
All right. Okay,
switched
I feel
it. He'd already had his chicken.
I thought maybe we had crossed a Rubicon and gone into a separate dimension of some sort.
No, no. Tradition continues.
Ah.
He had his chicken.
Okay.
Not when we were there.
But.
But he did have his chicken.
Okay, I feel better now. I would want him to miss out on chicken. No. And softball all weekend long. By the way, Friday night, they had live music with Six Figure Sunrise. And this is the first time in, I think, over 20 years that they've had live music at the Pleasantville Celebration. And everybody was excited about it. And
yeah.
Six Figure Sunrise making quite a name for themselves. They were just up at Hoofbeat. They're at Summerfest. I think the Pleasantville Lions Club is trying to book them again for next year already. And apparently they had a huge crowd for the music on Friday night.
How fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time in over 20 years. And great softball, fast pitch all weekend long. And the championship game on Sunday, my second home beating Wiener's Bar 1-0.
Wow.
So there you go. It was a very, very successful weekend up in Galesville.
No, in Pleasantville.
Pleasantville.
It was a very successful weekend in Pleasantville.
Probably in Galesville, too, except we weren't there.
We weren't there.
All right, coming up this week, we got another stop on the Summer Celebration Tour coming up on Friday.
They never quit. Not at this time of year.
No.
We do have one, and this one is so much fun.
It really is. It's an amazing event in a teeny tiny little town.
Yeah, but it's one of the coolest teeny tiny towns you're ever going to go to.
It's great.
The Gilmanton Free Fair.
Biggest little fair in the country.
At least in Wisconsin.
You know what's amazing about this fair? Every year we go up there and it just amazes me, and I hear this all the time. There are people from Mondovi or Gilmanton or Oliva or whatever town it might be at anywhere near up there that grew up in the area but have since moved. They will actually plan their vacations just to come back so they can go to this fair. Seriously, they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we run into them when we're up there.
It's
they
amazing.
Come back. Oh, yeah, I came back. And they come back just for the fair.
They do.
That's how good it is.
And there's some tremendous activity going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I think Ashley Henthorn is going to be in the studio one of these mornings during the morning show to talk about it.
Cool.
So be sure to tune in for that. But it's going to be a great 3 days of entertainment. There's lots of music. On Friday night, they have Another Road from 8 to midnight. And on Saturday night, they have the Bennett Valley Gray Band, which is a pretty popular group around here.
Oh,
also,
yeah,
from,
time.
Also from 8 to midnight.
Yeah.
And the big news is that on Sunday, Chris Cruzy will be performing from 2 to 5.
He always puts on an amazing show.
He does. And, of course, there'll be charcoal chicken, brats, hot dogs, and refreshments all 3 days. The carnival is there. It's just a great event for the whole family.
It really is. It's a great event, and make sure you go up and enjoy it, and we'll be up there from 5 to 7 on Friday.
With the wheel.
Yep, with the wheel.
We'll have the wheel.
And make sure you spin it. You could win right on the spot. Okay.
Speaking of the wheel. Okay,
yes.
I have to backtrack just a little bit.
All right.
We have new prizes on our wheel this year.
Okay.
Not a lot of them. I mean, Quick Trip is a new sponsor this
right.
year, so we're really happy about that. But we have a couple of new things from Busch Light, you know, our sponsors, our co-sponsors of the tour. And we have sunglasses this year.
Ah, yes.
And
baby blue
sunglasses that say Busch Light on the side,
yeah,
with a checkered design on them. And people kind of look at them like, oh, well, no thanks. Well, Kellen Nelson won them this year. Kellen Nelson with the Pleasantville Lions and with a lot of other organizations locally.
He won a pair on Saturday.
He won a pair Saturday in Pleasantville.
Yep.
And he put them on and he went, these are really cool. They have great, they are great. They are not just a pair of cheap plastic sunglasses.
No, so if you get a chance to win those
sunglasses. They're really cool sunglasses. They are Kellen Nelson approved.
They are.
So just had to throw that in.
He said they were awesome, and he wore them all day long. And I got to tell you, he looked kind of fly wearing
them. He did. He said they thought, you said they you thought it made him look younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So there you go. If you get a chance to win those sunglasses, you take them.
Yeah.
They
are. Absolutely.
They
I just had to, I had to throw that in because we've had some doubters. And they shouldn't doubt it.
We need a sign that says Kellen Nelson approved.
We do. We absolutely do.
All right. We got to talk about some changes here at the Old Homestead.
Well, there have been a couple.
A couple. Brian Bethke, of course, from Coffee with Brian, decided that he was going to go and concentrate on his music a whole lot more.
Right.
So
his
last show was Friday, and we want to wish Brian the best. Great guy. Good entertainer. We haven't seen the last of Brian. He's going to be coming to some of our events and filling in when needed, but he wanted to get away and start spending a little more time with his music now that his voice is healed up, and we wish him certainly the best.
We absolutely do.
But that created a musical chair, or chairs.
Couple.
And the
multiple chairs.
Multiple chairs. And this morning, the debut of Wake Up with Mark and Lynn from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, you and me doing a morning show.
The debut of Wake Up Call with Mark and Lynn.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Not me.
And you know what? You got up at 3:30 and you weren't even prickly.
I know.
I was amazed.
I'm sure you were.
Well, you're not exactly a morning
not
person.
Not generally. Maybe that's...
Maybe
going to change. I don't know. Maybe it's going to change.
Yeah. And then taking over at 10 o'clock in my old slot, of course, middays, is going to be Trippin' with Bobby Tripp. Day Trippin' with Bobby Tripp. Bobby, a well-known radio personality from the area, and good to have him on board.
I'm sure that's going to be really popular news with a lot of people around here because
I'm sure it will.
Bobby's really well-known in the area.
Yep.
I think his first job in radio was actually at WHTL many years ago.
I think it may have been.
And now he's
back.
That was
a long time.
It was. It was.
And then, of course, Buck Davey filling it out from 2 to 6 with Happy Hour, so... Gosh, look at that, a whole new landscape here at WHTL, and you can keep up with all of it on our Facebook page at WHTL Radio, or you can also go to our website, WHTLradio.com, where you can stream us 24 hours a day.
It's a whole new world.
Whole new world,
yeah.
And it's going to be great.
It is.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of Around Town. I'm Mark St. Marie.
I'm Lynn St. Marie.
And we'll talk to you next week.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.